No, Peter, the most fascinating aspect of authoritarianism or dictatorship is the ease with which one man, and let's face it, Peter, more often than not, it is a man rather than a woman, the ease with which one man can shut out the voices of millions of people in favor of his own, irrespective of the absurdity of his thinking and his own voice. In a pandemic, I have come to realize that actually a dictatorship does not need military prowess to put mankind at risk. He need only refuse to accept the existence of the pandemic and refuse to accept vaccinate 60 million people. And he proceeds to wage biological warfare against the world.
Fatma, where do Tanzanians go from here? Particularly hearing news from the outside world, neighboring countries about the rise in coronavirus infection, second wave, people dying, yet the stance of the government appears to be different. Where do they go from here?
Tanzanians have two choices. They either put their lives in the hands of a government that is clearly incompetent and does not really care about their health, or they take care of their health. And I think what Tanzanians have to decide is that their lives are in their hands, because they sure are not in the hands of the government, and the government doesn't care enough about their lives. So my advice to Tanzanians is take care of yourselves, follow the protocol for this pandemic.
But Fatma, the president has made a recent statement about the vaccine, that health experts should not be in haste to prescribe vaccine for the people in Tanzania. How do they combat the disease from the stance of the government?
Peter, I think the president's actual statement was more profound than that. He denigrated the entire world system of inoculating. He actually said that if inoculations worked, then we wouldn't have TB and we wouldn't have HIV, forgetting entirely that actually we do have inoculation against TB. It's called BCG, and every Tanzanian actually is given a BCG vaccination. So my concern is that his statement does not only denigrate the COVID inoculation, it goes deeper than that. It denigrates even inoculations that we are all accustomed to taking, and it's making our whole public health system, which is based on childhood inoculations, not viable. Or let's put it this way, it's leading people to mistrust these inoculations. And what is frightening is he bases the mistrust on race. He actually says that it is the white man's inoculations that don't work. So this is really frightening for me.
Fatma, does the Episcopal pronouncement or statement sharply clashes with that of the stance of the government and by extension, President Magufuli, being a Catholic or professes to be a Catholic himself?
I think the Episcopal statement is extremely important, and they stepped up to the challenge. The Catholic Church in Tanzania is the only religious organization that dared to step up to the challenge and start informing their congregation that there is a pandemic and that they have to take care. Now, whether this is in sharp contrast to Magufuli, I think is obvious. It clearly is in sharp contrast. And I'm grateful to the Catholic Church. Long live they to do the right thing.
Fatma, would you rather Tanzanians listen to the Catholic Church or listen to the government mandated by the Constitution to take care of them during this pandemic and beyond?
There has been no statement from the government. The statements have been coming from one man, the president. We're hearing singular statements from one man who does not have the capacity or the know-how or the ability to advise us on something as complex as a pandemic. It comprises of many voices.